You're listening to the Mike Gray Real Estate Hour on the Radio 50 Network on 710 KFIA. Now, your host, Sacramento's leading real estate expert, Mike Gray.
Welcome back. This Saturday morning, I'm Mike Gray, host of the Mike Gray Real Estate Hour, with your co-host, Jeff Werlin. We're both from Morris Williams Realty, and we're glad that you have joined us this Saturday morning. During this segment of the show, we're going to talk about a career in real estate. I know some people out there just really aren't happy with the career that they're having and are perhaps they're unemployed. They thought maybe a career in real estate might be something I might be interested in. Where do I get my questions answered? How do I even begin to do this? And so this morning we thought we'd spend just a few moments to kind of talk about the pros and cons, the type of person that's successful in real estate and how you can get involved or walk down that path. So, Jeff, what's some of, I know that you're the broker here for Morris Williams, not only our co-host, but the broker. Tell us a little bit about some of the opportunities at Morris Williams.
Well, Morris Williams really presents sort of a unique viewpoint on the agent relationship and the company relationship in real estate. I really enjoy working with a company and working with a great group of real estate professionals. And we sort of take the attitude that you, as a real estate agent, you don't work for the broker, but almost we reverse that and say the broker works for you. It's our job to partner with you and help you grow your real estate practice and provide the legal expertise, the management support, the tools, and the training that you need to really be successful as a real estate agent.
Yep. Yeah, Jeff and I started our career in real estate together, and one of the reasons Jeff and I were kind of, we've always kind of partnered together is because we treat people the same way. And I always liked how he treated people, and he treated people how I always wanted to treat my clients. And so we were a good match. And when he started this firm, both of us had been working in management and as sales in a big box broker here in the Sacramento area. And then when Jeff started his own company, it was just a couple months later that I decided to join him because it's a good team.
It is. And I'm glad you joined us because I love working with the group of professionals we got. And I want to pull one more professional in on the call today, too. Mark Fuller is a real estate agent with Morris Williams Realty, and I've had the pleasure, like working with Mike, of working with Mark for a long time. Mark's a consummate real estate professional. He knows what he's doing. Mark was number three in the state for Morris Williams Realty last year, so he's one of our top producing agents, like Mike Gray. So it's fun to be sitting here in the room with two of our best at the same time.
Welcome, Mark.
Good morning.
Yep, and we want to just kind of pick your brain of why you have decided to join Morris Williams, because I also know that you were working for one of the big box realtors before, a fine company, but you made the same switch that I did and joined Jeff's company. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit of one of the reasons why you decided to switch to Morris Williams.
I think that essentially it came down to working with a company that promoted or understood the value of the real estate agent themselves. This is a people-to-people, face-to-face business, and a lot of the brokerages focus more on the corporation rather than the individual agent, and I think Morris Williams has proven they focus on the agent and the branding of the agent. Our success is paramount to them.
Good. So now, did you switch careers when you became a real estate agent, or have you this been your first career, or where did you come from?
I'm well-versed in sales. I've been in sales and marketing all my life. I got into real estate primarily because I wanted a job that is more fulfilling. And what I mean by that is that something where I could see strong value in what I was doing on a day-to-day basis. Fundamentally, I get to go out and help people, and probably one of the most stressful, emotional, and financially challenging events in their life. And they need proper representation and guidance. And that is the main reason I got into real estate.
Yeah, we help people usually buy and sell oftentimes their largest single financial asset.
That's correct.
We do. It's funny, with this company with Morris Williams too, I really enjoy the fact that I think that everyone we've got on board in the company is pretty much focused on taking care of our clients. That's one of the emphasis. We're not just in it to make a lot of money or to have our name on billboards around the area, but really to do a good job for our clients and to help them through what thing you mentioned is a really tough situation or a challenging situation for a lot of people.
And Mark had just mentioned that he had a sales background, and so this was kind of a natural switch for him. But not everybody has a sales background. You know, I was a pastor for over 20 years before I became in real estate sales. And oftentimes people find, when they find that out, they say, you used to be a pastor and now you're a real estate agent, as if that's a bad thing, because they have a negative connotation or negative impression of a real estate.
Different kind of ministry.
Yeah, and basically I say, you know, it's the same gift set. I just help people in a different way.
That's good. And we have seen a lot of people come from different backgrounds. Dental hygienists make great real estate agents, amazingly enough. And it's not because of their knowledge of teeth, but it's because I think that they're used to being able to start conversations with people and to work with people. And as one thing Mark mentioned, we're a people-to-people kind of business. It's a relationship business.
That's the key there. It's people-to-people. It's not about sales itself. It's people-to-people, relating to people.
And I think that's one of the cornerstones of Morris Williams and a lot of the agents who, you know, I'm friends with here, you know, at the company, is that it's not about the commission and the dollars, although we all have to make money and we understand.
Yeah, I'll make
that.
A note of that. We can lower those commissions.
Oh, yeah. But it's more about the relationship with the consumer, with the seller, with the buyer, helping them succeed in their goals, whether it be buying a house or selling a house.
I think you're right there. And I think the real estate agents that have that desire to, you know, take care of people and build those relationships and have the right training are the ones that ultimately become really successful. So, Mark, how important do you think training is to your success as a realtor?
Training is paramount, without question. If you understand how to operate your business properly from the get-go, it is going to ensure your success and prevent problems from occurring. I mean, every transaction can have its challenges, of course, but proper training is essential. And that's one of the reasons why I chose Morris Williams as well, because of the training program that's available through Mike and the knowledge background that you have.
Good, good. So, Jeff, tell us a bit about some of the training here at Morris Williams.
Well, good. We have ongoing training on a regular basis. We have conference calls for experienced agents, where it's more of a roundtable format, and we share information on what's going on. We offer legal updates to our agents, too, to help keep them up to speed on different issues going on in real estate. And then for agents just starting out in the business, you know, getting that foundation of training is really important. And you sort of go through three steps in that process. One is that you learn what you need to do, and you memorize what you need to memorize to take the exam to come into real estate. I know personally for me, I probably only remember 30% of what I took on that real estate test, because we never use it in real life.
Right? I remember that, taking the real estate test and afterwards thinking there probably wasn't one thing in there that really applied to helping people buy or sell homes.
That's true, but that's what the state requires us to do.
I understand, yes.
And so that's sort of your book learning. And after that, we get into the street learning, which is our new agent training program. And Mike Gray was director of training for one of those big box brokers in the area, and he directs our new agent training program. And that's something that I know all of us have been through as agents. And then after that, we really get to the experiential learning in our company. So we follow that up with hands-on training to help you through your first four transactions with the company. We're a seasoned real estate agents helping you understand the contracts, helping you with negotiations, helping you to market your properties with the goal of helping you become the best agent you can be to take care of your clients.
Yes.
The training is the foundation of the growth.
It is. It is. You know, if you're starting a new career, the two things really factor into it. How comfortable are you in your new work environment? Because that makes it easier to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is that if it's a new career that you don't have a lot of experience in, how good is the training? You need to shorten that learning curve so you become – the more you know, the more confident you are.
Yes, that's true.
I remember when I first started in real estate and my first listing presentation, I'm so glad that wasn't recorded.
I would love to have a copy of that recording.
No, I must have stumbled through. No, I got the listing, but it wasn't because of the skill set of me, I guarantee it.
It was the skill set of the people.
Maybe they felt sorry for me. I don't know.
I know. It is tough as a new real estate agent because you feel like you don't know anything. And it really helps, I think, to have a team of people behind you that are one phone call away to be able to help you with any question you've got.
And I know, Jeff, you work very, very hard to kind of create the environment where the agents feel comfortable and have the ability to succeed if they put the time in.
Absolutely. That's one of our goals there, too. And then it's exposing our agents and our experienced agents to some of the best tools that are available for you to use out there. Like, I know Mike and Mark, one thing I admire about both of you is how strong the quality of you marketing your listings are. You use a professional photographer. You do video when you need to do video. You really are on top of marketing and negotiating. I think that makes a huge difference for our clients.
It comes down to what Morris Williams promotes as well, is the professionalism and the strong business acumen. It's essential. And if you're going to sell value, you have to promote value. And Morris Williams is about promoting value and our strong professionalism and business acumen. And we've got a great group of agents.
And another thing I like about it is that, and Mark and I just did this last week, is that here there's more of a spirit of cooperation, not competition. You know, some real estate companies, mm-hmm. they see any other agent as a competitor. And here in Morris Williams, we kind of see each other as a team. We're not threatened by each other. Just last week, Mark called me and had a question on a short sale. I called him back. We dialogued about, you know, what's the best possible, what are some scenarios his client could walk down, mm-hmm. and just try to help each other out.
And that makes a big difference. And Mark and I, similarly, just last week we were talking, I referenced a realtor earlier in the show that had so many offers coming out of listing. That was Mark, did a great job marketing his listing. Several offers coming in, and we spent a little bit of time sort of talking about the best way to approach responding to them.
Yeah, it was, it is, as you mentioned earlier in the show, it is very much a seller's market, but you have to take great care in any given market in terms of how you present yourself and a property.
Yep, and Mark does a great job. Mark, thanks for being with us this Saturday morning. We've been talking about a career in real estate, and if you're considering changing a career or maybe exploring the possibility of a career in real estate, I would strongly encourage you to call our off-air line, 888-510-1626, and I'll put you directly in touch with Jeff. You can ask me any questions. You can ask Jeff any questions, and we'd be more than happy to help kind of guide you down that path. Thanks for listening. Right after the break, we're going to talk about an upcoming financial seminar, which I find very intriguing, so please stay tuned.